we basically know we're at 50. 60 is enough for a legislative filibuster. Our leaders of the legislation, Senators Markey and Cruz, are very bullish on this bill. It was marked up at the Senate Commerce Committee before the August recess and passed out of that with a voice vote. Only Senator Gary Peters from Michigan registered himself as a no. The bill authors came back from the August recess, continued that momentum, and it's confidential, but they put the bill on the Senate hotline process. And that is a mechanism to basically discern from outside of committees without actually going to the floor itself, sussing out potential concerns from the whole Senate body. There are only a handful, not even a handful, of senators who have outstanding concerns at this point. So we're working through that. Great partnership again with Tom and your organization. We're going to continue to build co-sponsor support and, again, continue to build listener and public support for this to be ready to either go through a regular order process, which not a lot happens in regular order in the United States Congress these days, or potentially ride as an attachment to some larger legislative vehicle. So that's where things stand. And, you know, we're well ahead of the curve. We had a big hearing in the House. We've had hundreds of members of Congress sign on to letters, really just an army of allies engaged on this. From, again, at the public safety aspect to every type of community or interest group that's benefited or interacts with AM radio. That includes SAG-AFTRA, the AARP, a lot of diversity voices. So we're just going to continue to push here and build our resume to be ready when sort of the opportunity opens up for us.